Welcome, welcome, welcome once again to the Mike and Mike Off-Air Podcast. Mike Pesto.
And Mike O'Neill right here as well. And I'm sure you're ready to launch into some fun and merriment.
I am, but before we do, can I tell you, I am sore.
What did you do?
Well, you know we have that spin-a-thon coming up
right, for
Rett Syndrome and a power cycle center.
Have you been training?
I did yesterday. I got on my bike for the first time in months
with
my
son. That's what I was going to ask.
It was we went less than 2 miles. It was to our credit union and back. And I woke up this morning. You would have thought that I was back in high school with football in two-a-days. How sore I am. I'm glad there's no heavy lifting involved in our job. Otherwise, I'd be SOL today.
Well, I like the fact that Colleen and I, we lift weights 3 or 4 days a week. But there are times when we'll just take a week off or 2 weeks off. Wow, does it make a difference? You wouldn't think it would. And then we go back in. And then that next week, it's like we started over again in terms of the soreness. It's wild, isn't it?
I keep telling myself when I want to do things like this, either I need to do this on a regular basis or I never want to do it again.
Ever.
Because that adjustment curve for your body as you get older gets a lot longer.
Well, before you get going, yeah. I saw this and I was wondering what you think. I know what I think about it. If you or anyone you know is tired of answering emails and calls from your boss after work, we might soon be protected by law.
I'm holding the same sheet that you are. I was going to kind of talk about that a little bit, too.
A bill's been introduced. It's Assembly Bill 2751. If passed, California would be the first state to create a right to disconnect for employees, which I personally, I'm all about it. I will argue this with anybody listening, a good employee. When I'm asked to do this, that, the other thing, I get it done, and I get it done with quality. And when I'm off work and occasionally an email does pop up, I will do my best to look at it, come to it, okay, should I respond to this or not? But if I'm in the middle of a family get-together, a planned dinner or that, D&D, leave me alone, peace out. Come on now. Don't you think?
Yeah, I do. And there's a but, though. The but is, and I think about this as an employer, not that I am one, but putting those employer shoes on, that employer hat on, and I think to myself, okay, if I'm in a position where I have to let someone go where we work, and one of them has let me know he has a hard or she has a hard and fast, hey, I'm going to give you 110% while I'm on the clock, but when I'm off the clock, do not expect me to answer my phone if I see that it's you or respond to emails if I see if it's you. And there's an employee who maybe isn't as great of an employee, but they are available 24/7, 365. And I have to let one of them go. I would seriously consider letting go of the individual who isn't as available and find some reason. We live in an at-will state here in California. So an employer could let you go for any number of reasons. If this becomes law, they can't make that the reason. But you and I both know they can find another reason to let you go. Say it's budget cuts. Say it's this, that, the other thing. It's one. How can you enforce this?
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to.
I know. To be clear, just so I am clear, I don't have a problem with this here in terms of my employment where I work right now. In fact, this company does a pretty good job of not taking advantage of anybody. But we do have a sort of understanding that if we get an email, we kind of just have to be aware of it. And I mean, and I've gotten texts. It's the weekend and bling, general meeting Monday, 10 a.m.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to be there. But it's not, oh, answer the phone right now. I need you to come into work. We're going to change what you're doing now. That doesn't happen. But I think this is in response to that kind of a thing that happens. And I know that there's employers and employees where that does happen, and it's horribly unfair.
And it does happen here. We had an issue with our server less than a month or so ago, and it did require us to come in and put in some extra hours on Saturday and in some cases on Sunday as well to do some things that we don't typically have to do. But hey, it hit the fan with the server. This has got to happen. Can you please come in and do this? I'm like, yeah, you know, we're used to in radio, it's funny, we do have a time clock here. We do clock in and out, and we watch that. We police that as best we can. We have someone who polices it for us as well, which is always helpful because we're just a bunch of kids when it comes right down to it. But when you are doing what we do in the quote-unquote entertainment field, you are on 24/7, 365 in a way. I joke with Chad, who does our traffic, every once in a while. When do we get the app on our phone so we can clock in and clock out? Because I'll be at home and I'll see something on KC24 nightly news that I want to use for the show, but I want to put a little different spin on it. So I'll break out my iPad. I'll start plugging away. I'm not on the clock at that point, but I'm doing the work for the show. I mean, it's just something I've always done. It's a work ethic that I got from my dad.
But we're always, as broadcasters, in show in show prep mode. At least I am. I'm always looking for that one thing. And that's what I call it. I'm always looking for that one thing. And because I only need four or five to get the show rolling. And I like the local bits, as do you. And when it pops up, I'm writing it down. I'm taking a picture. I'm copying the video, whatever it takes.
I think I've shown you on my phone. If anyone ever sees me take my little walks downtown after the show, I've got two or three files within my phone. One is podcast topics, so like generic things that we can come up with, something that's not quite as time sensitive as what you brought up with this conversation. So I'll have that little file. I've got files of things I want to bring up on the show, relatables, I call them. Things that kind of happened to me during my life, and I figure, you know, if this happens to me,
yeah,
I'm pretty sure this happens to someone else, and it's one of those, hey, I get almost like a stand-up comedian always has to be on coming up with new material. I kind of look at it the same way. And I would imagine with you as well with production,
yeah,
you're going down the road, you hear a commercial, I'm like, obviously I can't steal that verbatim, but that gives me an idea of this client that I'm writing a spot for.
Yes.
I can put my own little spin on it, cater it more towards their business. Boom, you were working at that point.
Yeah, but yes. Technically, yes, but we're always thinking. Anybody that's passionate about what they do for a living is sort of always working a little bit because we care enough to bring the best. We want it to be incredible. If you don't give a darn, then you're almost the opposite. You're almost never on the clock, even if you are.
So what was the term I think that became in vogue shortly after the pandemic, the quiet quitting, where I'm going to do my eight – and then after that, I'm out. This law is specifically for them if it gets signed into law. It's a bill at this point.
Yeah, I just hope it's literally going to help people like that personal assistant that just feels like they're on call 24/7. Or that one employee, you know, who is a good employee, but because he's the good employee that's dependable and the other two are kind of schlubs, he keeps getting the texts. It's not fair to him. So I think I'm hoping that that's who that's trying to defend.
I'm going to have the conversation on the air about this on Friday in case anyone wants to listen in and comment on it. I'm going to post the story at the same time on our Facebook page. Again, I just go back to, as an employer, my fear again is that they're going to hold it against you if you abide by the law. It's going to be within your right to do it if it gets signed into law, as opposed to letting someone else go that is available and makes it known to their employer, hey, you need anything, anytime. I'm single. I got no kids, no wife, no husband. I mean, you need something. My life is my career. At one point, I was that guy. And sometimes I still am when I can be, but you know, that's it. It's the enforcement of it, I think, is going to be the tricky part.
We'll have to see how that does turn around. Well, you know what I think about it? I've only lost three jobs in my entire life. My very first job as a busboy, I was the worst busboy in America. I deserved to lose that job. The next time was at a radio station, and I just wasn't getting it done, and I know it, and I owned it, and I got another job after that. And the third time, the radio station went dark. I couldn't do a damn thing about it. In my own personal history, I know when it's been me and when I've had to own it. So I just hope that it's, like you said, that is fairly handled.
Yeah.
Per person, per man,
we
per
will
woman.
See. I have my doubts if it's going to be made into law, but we will see when the time comes.
So far, by the way, 13 countries, Australia, Argentina, Belgium, France, Italy, Mexico, Portugal, Spain, California, if it's enacted, would be the first in the U.S. to do so if they do.
Interesting. Well, staying in the same vein as employment, this is our poll question this week up at my975fm.com. As of Monday, and of all days, on April 1st, April Fool's Day, is when it went into law. It was not a joke. Those who work in the fast food industry, and what I think is interesting is the caveat with this is, and I did a little deep dive into it, apparently if you actually make bread at the restaurant you work at, you're not considered fast food. So there was this talk about Panera. As long as that Panera franchise actually makes bread in the building as opposed to having bread brought in, that's not considered a fast food restaurant. Okay. So be that as it may, fast food restaurant employees now making $20 an hour.
I know. Everybody's been talking about it.
And the question that's up online at my975fm.com simply asking you, do you feel fast food workers should make $20 an hour? At last check, and this is one of our more popular poll questions at this point, every single vote has been for, let me ask you, which one do you think?
What are the two choices again?
Either yes, they should, or no, they shouldn't.
God, I'm going to guess it depends on who's polled. If you poll a fast food worker, they're going to say, yes, if I don't get fired. and if it's not, they might say no, because all of a sudden those in professional fields are watching the gap close between the average McDonald's worker and them logarithmically as opposed to an annual update. So maybe no.
So you want to lock in that no answer?
I'm guessing, if I'm being honest.
Every vote so far at last check, yes, they should.
Wow.
Every single vote, 100% of those who have voted so far say yes, fast food workers should make $20 an hour.
Then I want to ask them a question.
Okay.
Okay, they're making $20 an hour now. Are you tipping them 20% now?
Well, we're talking fast food.
Oh, that's fast food. You're not tipping them at all. Okay, that's right. My daughter called me on this last night.
Okay.
She's right. That's right. Dad.
If you're tipping at a fast food restaurant, I want your paycheck.
Yeah, well, I still tip my barista.
Okay.
Even though they're not baking a cake, I know, but they're doing some work. So I'll tip my barista, especially if it's good.
See, I wonder at Starbucks.
My wife yells at me about that.
Because they're making, they're not baking bread at a Starbucks, but they are making a lot of the things there. Obviously, all the coffees and lattes and that. And I don't know if they make like the breakfast sandwiches there. If they make those from scratch,
they come in. A lot of that comes right.
Well, in that case, I'm guessing Starbucks would be considered fast food then. So they're making 20. Yeah. And if anyone knows for certain where that line is, if you're watching this on YouTube, please do like and subscribe and then comment below with what you know about this particular law, who's on the ins and who's on the outs of it. So what is your take on it? What would you say? Do you think, because this is only California, where the cost of living is higher here than I think in any other state other than Hawaii. So I wouldn't be surprised if this is moderately successful here. Hawaii is going to jump on board with this too.
I understand the positive nature of it, you know. Everybody feels that they can't afford to live anymore, and they had the largest reason to complain because of the difference in what they were making and what it costs to live. But you can see the consequences almost immediately. A lot of these companies are firing because of it and raising prices because of it. So the fallout might make it – the negative from the fallout – is a consideration. It makes you wonder. Yes, but yes, I'm for it. But what's it going to cost me?
In theory,
what's it going to cost me?
For those of us who don't work in that particular field, obviously that's where our concern is. It's okay. How much is my Big Mac going to cost me now?
Yeah.
How much is the Whopper going to run and the Frosty and wherever else you want to go? The Venti Latte. How quickly will those jump up in price? I mean, there's no way to do this, but I get the reasoning why it's happening. For years now, especially at fast food restaurants, that's less and less been a field where it's someone's first job while they're still in high school, junior college, even college, working at a fast food restaurant. More and more, And you may have noticed, if you don't just go through the drive-thru, if you go into the restaurants, and I've noticed because I hate going through the drive-thru, I'll almost always, if I can, go in and see the faces of those there.
We're two of a kind there.
Yeah, they're older. They're my age, middle, maybe a little younger. We're talking this is maybe one of possibly two jobs they have. They may work at another fast food restaurant as well. So it's less and less first-time earners and more family members that are required to be the ones to put food on the table for the family. If there's a way to have a law written where if you're over a certain age, say you're 30 or older, then you get that $20 an hour if you work at a fast food. If you're less than that, you don't, because then the thinking is you're still living at home with mom and dad. They're helping with most, if not everything. This is a little spending money for you. My son's first job at the Rawhide last year. Can't remember what he made per hour, but that was just his walking around money.
Yeah.
So if there's a way to structure the law that way, I don't know legally if there is, though.
That my kids were talking about this last night towards that end, because I started with the tipping thing, and my daughter, who is the manager, the general manager of a real restaurant, mm-hmm. said, "No, Dad, that's fast food. Where we work, we assemble food from scratch."
Yeah.
And yes, tip us. We've earned it. and they do. Honest to God, they do. And that's the thing. And the way they looked at it, because both of my daughters, including the one I'm talking about now, worked for Wendy's, worked for McDonald's, and then did better. She now manages a big restaurant in the area that does very well. And it's a far cry from what she was doing at McDonald's. And she feels like she's moved up there and has earned it. And she gets paid a much bigger wage than that now and a percentage of the restaurant. So the point is, kind of. Yeah, it is kind of a starting place. So maybe a starting wage isn't against the law.
The way, again, I would love if they could do the staggered age thing. Bottom line is, for me, and this kind of goes to my libertarian point of view and ways of thinking about things, is I wish we didn't need this as a law. I wish that the owners of these companies would maybe listen to their employers or employees a little more. And if they were in a position, if it's maybe a franchise that is owned by a conglomerate, they've got many different Wendy's that they own, or KFC's or Popeye's, without actually quote unquote unionizing, have them say, "Hey, you know, have something. Is there a way that we can all receive a closer living wage, especially for those of us that this needs to be a living wage for us? Otherwise, I'm going to have to leave."
Yep.
And find another. If you value me personally as an employee, with everything that I've done for you, going back to our conversation earlier about I'm always available. When someone's sick and you call me, I step up. More consideration given in that regard without a need for a law for it. Problem is, not every business owner runs their business the same way. So the quote-unquote laws are there to make sure there's a level playing field for everybody.
Well, one of the things I've observed about that particular industry, the fast food industry or those like that, there doesn't seem to, and the most common complaints I heard from them working in it, there's no real team building there.
I get there,
that. You're lucky to be here. Do what we tell you, or we'll hire 8 other people to do it, and nobody's full time. And they're very much made to feel expendable. And so, how are they going to hire? How do you bring your best game in that atmosphere?
Yeah.
My daughter tries to build a team there. She wants her subordinate managers to rise to, you know, it's hard for her to pick them because she wants to find, you know, the best work ethic, those that really can care about the restaurant and will make a good segue there. And that's hard because, like you said earlier, it seems like this would be a whole. I should have hijacked with this. The average work ethic in America.
Uh-huh.
Has anybody seen it? It seems to be missing. And that's just a joke. But the point is, it doesn't seem to be like what I remember when I first started to work. 3 guys fighting for the job, and the one that worked the hardest got it.
Mm-hmm.
Now there just seems, you know, like a common, one of my favorite comedians, God, I can't think of his name right now, Ron White.
Okay.
He was talking about a friend of his, and he goes, yep, he got a lot of quit in him. And meaning, obviously, that he didn't bust his butt where he worked. And it just seems like there's a lot of that now. There's a lot of apathy. I will do what I have to do to get by, to get my check, and that's all I have to do. That's being a good worker now.
One of the things I tell my kids, and it's a quote that I will recite to them on occasion, anything worth doing is worth doing to the best of your ability. Whether
Amen.
You're mowing the lawn, whether you're washing dishes, whether you're doing a morning show, whether you're working on a commercial, doing an afternoon show.
If you're cleaning out a trash can.
Yeah. I multitasking is a myth. There, I said it. I mean, you can really only do one thing well at once. I'm not talking about walking and chewing gum, but as far as like something that you're really putting your heart and soul into. And I, like with mowing the lawn, I tell my son, my daughter, because she'll help on an occasion as well. She hates doing stuff outside, so I just begrudgingly when she does it. But after we finish, we literally will walk across the street and just look at the way the lawn looks. Look at the way the tree looks if we were working on that. And take pride in what was accomplished by us. And say, this is what you do it for. So that when it's all said and done, you can say, not only did I put in the effort and energy, but now I'm seeing the rewards. I'm reaping the rewards of what I did. When I have a great show in the morning, I'll give myself a little pat on the back. I don't know if I'll get one from anybody else that day, but I you know what? I really feel like I nailed today. I got some great phone calls, got some great interactions on Facebook. And then conversely, if it's a bad day, I'm not bringing in as much. I feel bad.
No, I agree.
Especially for those who are listening and won't interact. I'm like, I feel like I should apologize. I'm so sorry. I couldn't get all my ducks in a row this morning, and I couldn't.
Yeah.
Things couldn't fall out of my mouth the way I wish they would. So please come back tomorrow, and I promise I'll do a better job, or at least try to.
I was raised that way by my dad, whose favorite expression was half-assed. Don't do anything half-assed.
Okay.
And, I mean, I like that. I agree wholeheartedly. Do it or don't. Do it well.
Yeah. So if you have an opinion on this, that poll question is going to stay up until Friday, depending on when you see this, Friday, April 5th. That question will stay up there until the morning. Then we do this every week. We'll have a new question after that. But again, at last check, 100% of those who voted have said yes, pay those who work in fast food $20 an hour.
I like the positivity of it, but look out.